me calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Someone coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
All right, here we are. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada. Thanks to the news team and thanks to CITR for everything that they do, including hosting the Shindig event each year. It's a multi-week competition for musicians in the city, and I actually had the honor of playing myself this last Tuesday with my own little bedroom project, and I got up there on stage and it was wonderful. So I just wanted to say thanks to CITR and Ben Lai, of course, for hosting that. And I'll be playing for you the two other acts that I performed with on that last Tuesday at the Railway Club, Kill City Kids and Pineapple, both wonderful acts, and it was just a wonderful night. This is Stranded, and I play Australian and Canadian music and interviews each week. And this week our interview is quite different generally, given this is more or less a music show. It's usually musicians I'm interviewing, or occasionally poets. But this week, somebody from a very, very different world, but a very important world, a real change maker named Jordan Borba. He is part of a lot of progressive movements and projects in the city, including the Green Party of Vancouver. And he is one of the organizers of a really interesting event that's happening this weekend called Living the New Economy 2013. It's actually been going for 6 days, so over this week, but during this weekend, the public still has a chance to get out to events that are occurring. It's out at Granville Island. So I'll tell you a lot more about this in about 20 minutes or so, or half an hour. So that's the interview for today, Jordan Borba. So let's get into some music. And I always play the older stuff up front. And just, you know, I guess I don't do a lot of planning about this part of the show. It's just whatever kind of pops into my head during the week and what you know, songs I remember from growing up or anything. And a band that I revisit a lot because I love them so much is The Church. And let's play a track from their 1990 album called Golden Afternoon Fix. It was the follow-up to the huge album Starfish, which came out in 1988 with Under the Milky Way, of course. Golden Afternoon Fix was it didn't sell as much. It was like not quite a blockbuster album people would have expected. But I kind of liked it, and I'm going to play for you a track called Grind. So here we go. This is Grind by The Church from 1990.
You of the arrows, push off the time. This can cause a stain forever. And once it started up, it cannot be stopped. At least it's holding us together. Long distance century, bursts of faith, an automatic charge on your mind. The glittering minutes, jangled decades, we got to grind.
Grind it out.
We got to grind.
Grind it out.
By the crash, a moment marked by hesitation. The dazzled surgeon chases the gash. We don't need that operation. Long distance century buzzes and fades. Elysium feels not far behind. Find me a witness amongst these shades. We've got to grind, grind out. They've got to grind.
Events.com is pleased to present Streetlight Manifesto.
Would you be upset if I told you we were dying? And every cure they gave us was a lie. Oh, they mean it when they say we're dead and doomed.
Seven guys, seven different musical backgrounds, seven different personalities, one band, one unique and unmistakable voice. With guests Mike Park and Dan Potthast. Saturday, October 19th at Venue on Granville Street. Tickets are available at unionevents.com, ticketfly.com, Zulu Records, and Red Cat Records.
You're listening to CITR Radio. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. They had their track called Grind from The Church going back to 1990 from the record Golden Afternoon Fix. That was their seventh album. And that song just popped into my head as I was walking home from the train station yesterday. So I just thought I'd revisit that album, which isn't one of their better known or more popular albums. It's got a bit of a... Well, some people said it had a bit more of a sterile feel than some of their more lush, rich albums, which they have many, many of. But that was one of the standout tracks nonetheless, I think, a song called Grind. This is CITR Radio. You can catch us online, the blog for this show, if you go to ausstrandedradio.com. And I'll whack up the podcast for you of this show in over the weekend sometime. Let's get into some more older music. Now, last week I played heaps and heaps of Kiwi music, and I visited the past from Dunedin, the Flying Nun record label. I played a track from The Chills, and here's another band I'd forgotten about, and I just stumbled across them today in the record library. They're the Tall Dwarves, featuring Chris Knox. So this band were real pioneers of the do-it-yourself movement. They formed in 1981, Chris Knox and Alec Bathgate, and they had a super lo-fi DIY approach. They didn't use a drummer, and they apparently used household objects and hand claps to use for their percussion. This is really, yeah, great old school lo-fi music. This record's called Weeville from the Tall Dwarves. Let's see, this one came out in 1990, so probably not quite as lo-fi as their early stuff, but in any event, I really like this track I'm just about to play for you called Rawsatch. It's track 13 from the record Weeville, and the band is the Tall Dwarves from New Zealand. Here we go.
Side of me left to crawl, you deriding me, lost my way through your open gate, lost again in my soapy way, and time slips in and slides away. From my heart away, had no pain in my preceding year, just a stain spreading from bleeding ears. Time slips in and slides away, and I'm stripped from my heart. Gentle boy, shed no tears for sentimental joy, and time slips in and slides away, and I'm stripped from my heart away. In charms, lost my way through all your raw shark ways, lost again, lost in your darkened gaze, and time slips in and slides away, and I'm stripped from my heart away. Oh.
trees, not their heads. Yes, yes, yes. The waves come and go, and no, no, no. Looking for a tree at the end of the world, growing on the tears of a sad-eyed girl. I'm tired and I worry about love and money. Holding on to oceans I can't release, policing my tongue behind my teeth, sneezing in the sun. Forget no one. It's more than me. There's more than me. I'm tired and I worry about love and money.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Refreshing indeed. And I do my little part each week to air for you songs that I hope will be refreshing for you, sounds you may not hear otherwise, including music from New Zealand. Those last two acts there, the Tall Dwarfs was the first band. Legendary lo-fi outfit from New Zealand. That was an album called Weeville, and the track was called Rawsatch. It's track 13, featuring the songwriting of Chris Knox. And then from the same part of the world, but a very different sound and closer to the present, there's Matt Langley there, a real favorite of the show. Matt was a special guest on the show a couple of years ago, and that song is just gorgeous. Love and Money from Matt Langley. And I do hope he returns to Canada one day and gets a chance to perform to everyone. Someone who is performing to a lot of people in North America right now from the Southern Hemisphere is Courtney Barnett. We've played her track Avant Gardener on previous shows. Let's play for you another track I found of hers called Scotty Says. is from an EP she put out called I've Got a Friend Called Emily Ferris, out on Milk Records. Courtney, I believe she's in New York right now, or I think she's doing some kind of US tour. So she's one of the real kind of shining stars right now, and as far as female Australian artists are. I've actually got a list somewhere I put aside of an article of listing, you know, the female artists that are really making waves overseas from Australia. So I'll see if I can get to some more of those people. But Courtney Barnett's the one that's really, I guess, making the most headway at the moment. So let's play for you Scotty Says. It's a track from Courtney Barnett. And don't forget, we have an interview coming up very soon with someone quite different. Not a musician or poet this week, but someone involved in cutting-edge social reform movements here in the city of Vancouver, Jordan Borba. Okay. Here's Courtney Barnett. So that's Courtney Barnett. She is an artist from Melbourne, I believe, and she's currently touring the United States. I wonder if she'll make it over these parts one day. She's pretty cool. The Paper Kites, they're a lo-fi... Well, no, actually, I wouldn't say... I was thinking Tall Dwarfs there. They're more of an indie band, and they're from Australia. They're coming and playing in Vancouver on the 24th of October, so very soon. And we have some tickets to give away for that show, actually. So I'm going to play for you another track from the Paper Kites. We've played them the last couple of weeks in a row. Let's get back to them. And you can phone through if you like what you hear, 604-822-2487, to see the Paper Kites at the Biltmore on the 24th of October. I'll tell you a bit more about the band once we get back, but here's a track. This is the Paper Kites. Don't forget, 604-822-2487 for a chance to win a free ticket. Hearing a track there from the Paper Kites, they're touring this part of the world, Vancouver, Biltmore Cabaret on 24th of October. 604-822-2487 if you're listening live and would like to win a free ticket to see the band. 604-822-2487, this is the Paper Kites. We'll be right back.
This is Sasha Bellot, and you are listening to CRTR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, this is Stranded, and you just heard there a track from the Paper Kites. Their debut record is called States, and they're from Australia, and they're playing Vancouver on the 24th of October at the Biltmore Cabaret, 604-822-2487, if you'd like a free ticket to the show. All right, now it's time for an interview with Justin Borba. He is a very cutting-edge human being. He's a social progress aficionado, part of a lot of movements here in the city of Vancouver, including this big event that's been organized this week called Living the New Economy. So here we are. This is CITR Radio and Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. Generally, I'm speaking with musicians or poets, but today I have a fascinating guest named Jordan Borba. Now, he is a local visionary, part of a number of very cutting-edge progressive projects. He's the director of the Vancouver Green Party, also the co-initiator of the Seedstock Community Currency, and a co-founder of Agribora. Now, Jordan, we're going to be talking mainly about the event that you're helping to organize and run this weekend, but Agribora, that really sticks out in my mind, and What is Agribora?
So Agribora is a nonprofit cooperative that I co-founded together with some friends with whom I founded Seedstock Community Currency, and so it's actually the legal entity that runs Seedstock Community Currency, but it has a bit of a broader mandate than that as well in our constitution. We envision Agribora serving basically any kind of community development purpose that helps people rethink the way the economy and the community can interact. And so Agribora is actually one of the hosts of Living the New Economy this year. And so it's just part of our much broader kind of vision of what we want to accomplish. Aside from community currencies, we just want to open up a space where people can connect and build grassroots economic alternatives.
And definitely a very much needed initiative at this point in our history, with just so much knowledge now about why things aren't working. And it seems like Vancouver's a real place that a lot of progressive ideas are actually taking a hold, it seems. Would you say, compared to some other cities in Canada?
Yeah, Vancouver turns out to be quite a hotbed for the new economy, just in terms of the number of events that are taking place here, people are talking about reshaping the economy. I mean, there's actually coincidentally, this is the final day of a week that the New Economics Institute in the United States called New Economy Week, and there were events happening across the United States, and here in Vancouver, we're also part of that. And we're the only one in Canada that's a part of that particular initiative. Similarly, just earlier this year in April, the New Economics Institute funded a number of campus new economy summits across North America. And again, UBC here in Vancouver was the only Canadian campus that actually ended up hosting one of the summits. So there's a huge amount going on here, and there's also a huge number of really innovative social enterprises that are happening in Vancouver. It's kind of a hotbed for community currency initiatives. In addition to Seedstock, there are a couple of other local exchanges, the Time Bank. Bitcoin is actually taking off quite a bit in Vancouver. And then we have lots of people that are exploring the concept of things like shared spaces, and that's something that we're going to be talking about on Sunday. You know, how do we address the affordability problem here in Vancouver by creating spaces that people can share, whether they be artists or entrepreneurs or anything else, and actually build almost like an ecosystem within those shared spaces as well, where they're, you know, bouncing ideas off of each other, being inspired by each other. So there's really kind of a culture that's developing here in Vancouver that's very exciting. It's up against a lot of challenges as well, especially because of the affordability issues that we have in Vancouver. But somehow it's managing to, just by virtue of the people that this city seems to attract, there's a lot going on here.
Hmm. Absolutely. It's so positive. And it is in the face of real realities of affordability with housing. And I really love the idea that people can still come together no matter what is happening in your life. I mean, myself personally have struggled with some housing recently, being renovated, having to move out into a further out region than I'd like.
Yeah.
And initially one thinks, well, things are different now. I can't do the certain things I used to do. Not necessarily. You can still move about and connect with people in shared spaces, or at least I guess that's what you're encouraging. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, something that we were even just discussing today, actually, is that so many of these things that we can do to as a reaction to things like affordability or the need to dematerialize, to, you know, to use less stuff, to be more sustainable, they don't have to involve a sacrifice in quality of life. They can actually involve an enhancement in our quality of life. You know, a lot of people are now seeking out shared spaces, not only shared workspaces, but collective housing, and it's really all about community. It's about reestablishing those human relationships and connections, and people are discovering that that's what gives them real value, and I think that's going to be the basis of the new economy. That's what I see as kind of the foundation of what we're talking about when we're talking about the new economy.
Sitting there on the sidelines, be out there planting seeds. She said, love ain't love, but ain't for everything, yeah. Love for all living things. That's why she's my baby, that's why she's my queen. Started with a plot in the neighbor's yard, with a couple of friends and a bottle of wine. You know it wasn't too hard. Don't know how good it feels to eat your own tomatoes and string beans. She says, love and love, but ain't for everything. She's my baby, that's why she's my queen.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank, or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
And we're back here on CITR 101.9 FM, Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. You just heard there a track from Buckman Co., Love for All Living Things. And Buckman was actually part of this week's event, which Jordan Borba has been speaking about. He's our special guest today. Jordan is the director of the Vancouver Green Party, and he's also the co-initiator of Seedstock Community Currency and the co-founder at Agribora. He's been speaking to us today about really progressive initiatives here in the city of Vancouver relating to linking public space and economic activity and thinking about ways we can do things more differently so we can have a more inclusive society. And Living the New Economy is the six-day event that has been happening this past week, at Performance Works Theatre on Granville Island. And there's still a couple of days left for members of the public to check out some fantastic workshops. So let's get back into Jordan Borba speaking about this event. You've done a lot already this week. Yeah. It's at Performance Works Theatre, Granville Island. It's a six-day confluence of events, people and ideas to explore, understand, remember and catalyze the deeply interconnected nature of our world. But people who are just finding out about it now still have a lot they can take part in this weekend. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the workshops?
Absolutely. So this weekend, tomorrow morning, we're going to have a workshop on generative change. So talking about the type of changes that we can make that actually help to generate the next changes that we want to make, build the positive world that we want to see, rather than simply trying to adapt or trying to affect change by making slight technical fixes to things. I'm really looking forward to that. That's with Tam Lundy. Then in the afternoon, we're going to be talking about, we have a workshop that we're calling Reclaiming the Commons, why the future is going to be open source and distributed. And we have some really exciting people joining us for that. We have Adela Luther, who's the founder of Maker Labs, which is a really cool concept here in Vancouver. It's a shared space inhabited by people who are doing things like 3D printing and other forms of open source, small-scale manufacturing. And we're going to also be joined by a Google Hangout by Michelle Bowen of the P2P Foundation. He's going to be joining us from Stockholm, where he is right now. And also Tiberius Brastavichiato from Sensorica in Montreal. And they basically developed a new type of company that's not really a company at all. It's a way for people to collaborate as individuals on a common project and to reward their efforts, individual efforts into that project. So it's a really cool experiment. We're also going to be having a workshop tomorrow on community currencies and also currencies like Bitcoin, which aren't really community currencies. But just to give people an idea of the landscape of what kinds of alternative currencies they're going to be coming across and how they're different and how they all relate in different ways to how we connect with each other. And then we have a live crowdfunding session at 4 o'clock in which several people are actually going to be launching the crowdfunding campaign live in real time, and people will get to learn about these amazing projects that they're crowdfunding for, learn a little bit about crowdfunding itself, and also see it working in real time.
Wow.
there's a lot going. That's just Saturday so far.
Oh, my goodness.
And then we've got a shared feast potluck where people can connect at the end of the day with people that they've been meeting throughout the day, because that's one of the important things that we want to accomplish here is forging lots of connections between people.
And of course, the people can find out online.
Exactly.
I mean, Jordan's really just given you a taste for this. But if you go to the website...
Actually, if you go to vancouver.neweconomy.ca...
Right. Okay.
Yeah, that's where you'll get to our website, and you can check out our program. We have 24 events that have been taking place over these 6 days.
Yeah, and this is it's looking like an annual event because it started last November, right?
Last, yes, it did. Yeah,
yeah. So it you know, the writing's on the wall. I mean, we can see that things are changing, and this seems like a bit of a watershed moment. And I think it's fantastic what you've organized, and yourself and your colleagues. And that's the Living the New Economy at the Performance Works Theatre, Granville Island, still over the next 2 days.
Yeah, I thought I would just mention that that there's a bit of a down under connection here to Living the New Economy. Interestingly, yesterday was a day that was devoted to Indigenous leadership and perspectives on the new economy. And it just so happens that the majority of our presenters had some connection with either Australia or New Zealand, including we had a group of 16 Maoris from Waikato Tanui College in New Zealand who joined us for that. And we also had Ian Gill, who's an Australian citizen who used to head up EcoTrust in both Canada and Australia, and then Michelle Doherty, who had lived in Australia for many years until a few years ago as well. So it was kind of interesting that there was such an Australia and New Zealand connection. Actually, tonight there's going to be just kind of an allied event. There's a Canadian woman who named Nicole Foss who speaks about sort of the intersection between the economy and the energy situation. She's on tour and speaking tonight at Langara College together with Lawrence Boomers from New Zealand, who is a major figure in the new economy movement down there. And so it's just interesting that there's such an influx of new economy energy coming from that part of the world.
Well, that's right. And I mean, a big part of what's being presented this week, I guess, is social permaculture too. And permaculture originated in Australia, I guess. Bill Mollison,
So definitely Australians are onto something. And actually, we just about had another Australian join us today, Donnie McClurkin from the Post Growth Institute. But he was prevented by some issues at the U.S. border. He's actually living in the United States for the time being. But so we've had a lot of Aussie accents coming around.
And, wonderful. Well, I'm adding to that for one little bit more, and this will be out on the internet too as a podcast. So
okay.
There you go. So that was our interview for today. That is Jordan Borba. He is director of the Vancouver Green Party and one of the key organizers of that fabulous event that he was speaking about, Living the New Economy, which is still on this weekend. If you go to neweconomy.ca, you'll find information. It's down at Granville Island, so you can wander down there if you're here living in the city of Vancouver. Okay. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. We have a truncated show again this week. The sports broadcast will be on from 7. Still time for a couple more tracks. I'll be right back after this.
ATR and the Vancouver web scene, Van Music, present 3 nights a week of awesome music from both local and touring bands. Check out Tune Up Tuesdays and Showcase Thursdays at Displace Hashery at 3293 West 4th Avenue, where bands come to jam for a chance to win some great prizes. And don't forget the Indie Pop Vancouver series, happening every Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, 1143 Kingsway. Be sure to come out and support live music.
And speaking of live music, I was fortunate enough to have my very first ever opportunity to play live music in front of people in a real club on last Tuesday at Shindig. I brought my little bedroom project to the stage, to the Railway Club, and it was a wonderful experience. Thanks to CITR and Ben Lai for hosting Shindig, and the other bands on the bill, Pineapple, who won the night, and Kill City Kids, made some great new friends. And Kill City Kids have a brand new EP out, and I want to play for you a track from that now. The EP is called Put the Kids Back to Bed, and hopefully, we might have some of these guys into the studio to interview them at some point, because they're a really fun, really interesting band. Here we go, Kill City Kids. I'm going to play for you a track called The Ballad.
Let's get close, let's best be friends. Not a secret or pretend. I'm thinking about us being friends. I caught you telling a lie. It's a mistake to deny. I see deception in your eyes.
Kill City Kids, one of the bands that played round 5 of Shindig at the Railway Club last Tuesday. Absolutely phenomenal live act, and I was so privileged to share the stage with them in Pineapple. I played my very first show that night, and I will be definitely playing some more Kill City Kids in the future. We have a CD release for them too on November 8th. That's a Friday coming up, and yeah, awesome band. Let's get back to them. Kill City Kids from the new EP called Put the Kids to Bed. That was a track called The Ballad. Now, I just want to squeeze in one more track before the sports takes over, because it's really foggy outside. It's really weird. It's not usually like this. There's an artist I've come to my attention called Cool Fog, a local guy in Vancouver, and he emailed me out of the blue. And he has his project is called Cool Fog. And I'm actually going to get a CD from him to play for you. But let's play a track off the internet for you, off SoundCloud. Let's play a track called Wave Beats. This is Cool Frog. Sorry, Cool Fog from Vancouver. Because when I came in today, it was really, really foggy and cool. So very timely. Sports broadcast will begin at about 7 o'clock too. So thanks very much, everyone, for listening. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. I'll leave you with Cool Fog. Bye.
My name is David Scott. I play wide receiver for the University of British Columbia football team, and I'm here to discuss the Be More Than a Bystander program. Myself and a few other players were lucky enough to work alongside the BC Lions and EVA, the Ending Violence Association, to support this cause. The main goal of the Be More Than a Bystander initiative is to increase awareness of domestic violence against women. For more information on the cause, please visit endingviolence.org.